constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flash-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in friends. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Hey, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We just got disappointed with Drake, and I understand that disappointment with Drake. The Supreme Court, without knowing what their criteria is to, you know, pick something up and run with it, I've got to say they're shirking their responsibility. It shouldn't be their responsibility to begin with. But this is the way the liberals play the game. So, you know. Now, the next thing coming up, though, there's now, I believe there's 22 states that have, 22 states that are disputing the constitutionality of the New York SAFE Act. And I like when this kind of thing happens. This is what happened in New Jersey with the Drake case. 19 states signed on to this. And this is the states ganging up on unconstitutional legislation. South Dakota is the latest one to sign on to the New York SAFE Act. They've got, it is believed that by the time this makes its way where it's going, they're going to have 44 to 45 states signed on to this amicus brief that has been put forward by the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association. The New York Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act of 2013 bans possession of semi-automatic weapons that opponents call assault weapons, and bans high-capacity magazines, expands background checks for gun buyers and gun dealers, and bans the internet sale of guns, among other restrictions. Don't know exactly how it bans the internet sale of guns, because you don't buy them from the internet, you buy them from an FFL who transfers them to an FFL, and then you pick them up there. Now, in December, a federal judge upheld most of the law, rejecting arguments that it violates the Second Amendment because the law addressed the important governmental interest of public safety. You know, it was a follow-up knee-jerk reaction to Newtown. I'm not going to go through the list of states. It's your usual players. Thankfully, my state is on it. I would be upset if we weren't. A party does not have to have standing to file an amicus brief in this kind of thing. The states are asserting their concerns that if a federal court upholds the New York state law that they deem an unconstitutional law, it could be passed in other states. South Dakota Attorney General Marty J. Jackley said in a statement, while the ban only applies to New York at this time, the federal court's upholding of the gun ban sets a concerning precedent interpreting limitations on Second Amendment rights of all law-abiding citizens, including here in South Dakota. An outright ban on semi-automatic weapons used for self-defense and hunting purposes violates the Second Amendment. Now, interesting to note, three of the states that have signed on to it, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Missouri, have Democratic attorneys general. And that's another reason that they are confident right now in New York broader bipartisan support. What is this guy's name? Tom King. He's the president of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association. He said, anywhere outside of New York, the Second Amendment is not a partisan issue. We expect to be successful. It may take the Supreme Court for it to be successful. A representative for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo did not respond for phone and email inquiries over this. In one of Cuomo's more famous jacked up impassioned speeches arguing in favor of the weapons ban, he said in January 2013, I say to you, forget the extremists. It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer, and too many people have died already. Wyoming Governor Matt Mead, who told his attorney general to sign on to this, asserted his state was entering the lawsuit to protect the civil liberties of all people. This is another case where one state's gun laws could have a negative impact on Second Amendment rights nationally and in Wyoming. These rights are fundamental to the people and critical to our way of life. I will continue to support and protect our Second Amendment rights. This is the setup that I haven't worried about it. I've sort of wondered about it. But this is the setup for the two Americas, where you have a handful of states, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, where they turn people into criminals. And just outside the border for the same thing, you're just exercising your civil rights. And I talked yesterday about how these heavy gun control states, most of the heavy gun control states also have very repressive tax regime in place, shall I say? And they have higher crime rates. So in most of those states where they have this, a lot of people want to get out. They want to move. And, I mean, no disrespect to my friend Anthony Calandro. I understand why everybody in those states that is going to stay and fight does it. But I would love to simply watch the massive drain economically on these states if the gun owners could get up and go. If they could just simply move their businesses. If they could take all their eggs, put them in the basket, take them with them. Move somewhere else. The amicus brief says New York's ban on semi-automatic firearms, including in the home, constitutes a categorical ban on possessing certain firearms that are commonly owned for self-defense and are among the arms protected by the Second Amendment, ratified by Heller. See, I don't like relying on the Supreme Court for a God-given right or any sort of ratification or vindication or any other rations that are out there. Because New York's ban on the semi-automatic weapons burdens the core of Second Amendment rights, the states argue that the SAFE Act is unconstitutional. The amicus brief further argues that the New York's ban on these firearms has little effect on gun violence and is not the least restrictive means to serve the state's interest in public safety and crime prevention. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox said in a statement, semi-automatic firearms are perhaps the most commonly used firearm for self-defense. Excluding an entire class of firearms from law-abiding citizens limits their ability to lawfully protect themselves, their families, and their homes. It would also impact law-abiding sportsmen and shooting enthusiasts because semi-automatic rifles, handguns, and shotguns would not be available for their use either. You know, sooner or later,
sooner or later, we're going to reach an impasse with these cats, and I don't know how that's going to go. I really don't know how that's going to go. And for those out there, you know, look at the SAFE Act and find that reasonable, we're going to go back in time when we get back. From the most unlikely of sources, we're going to Iowa and see exactly what one honest guy said about what he'd like to do as far as gun control. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
You own a gun, the attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Going back in time, occasionally you'll see somebody, the thing I like about the liberal mindset is they don't feel like they have to exercise any control over anything they say. Now, sometimes they'll say something and it will flash with them all of a sudden and they have no choice but to let it go. And then they look at it in print and realize what they just let go of. And then they start trying to walk it back. And I don't know if this was ever the case with this particular guy, but we're going back to January of 2013. Now, remember, this is right after Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook was, I think at the time of this particular, it was about 3 weeks old. So it was a fresh wound. And they had finally just stopped the 24/7 coverage, which every network did over this. Never got any information as to what happened, of course, you know, how the breakdown worked, but just the you know, all the emotion. It was about the emotion. Now, this time in Iowa, there was a Democratic legislator. I'm pretty sure he's probably still in office. I don't know. His name was Dan Mulbauer. And he said out loud he wanted to ban the sale of semi-automatic weapons and confiscate them from existing gun owners if need be. He said it was time to act with radical changes on gun laws and other issues to protect school children from shooting sprees like the one last week in Newtown. He said, we can't have big guns out there as far as the big guns that are out here, semi-automatics and all of them. We can't have those running around out here. These are not hunting weapons. We should ban those in Iowa. He did not list the specific weapons he wanted outlawed in the Times Herald, or Daily Times Herald interview. He said he would like to see the ban implemented in a retroactive fashion, ex post facto. Even if you have them, I think we need to start taking them. We can't have those out there, because if they're out there, they're just going to get circulated around to the wrong people. Those guns should not be in the public's hands. There are just too many guns. Should be noted that for the most part, his knowledge of firearms appears to be negligible. He conflates the semi-automatics with the big guns, and you know, he uses phrases like all of them. He also seems to think the Second Amendment was created to satisfy hunters, saying that those are not hunting weapons, without any mention of, you know, fighting back a tyrannical government, oh, like one that Mulbauer might be involved in. At one point in the interview, he suggests a voluntary buyback program to get around the predicament of confiscating countless weapons, but it could only be considered voluntary for the willing participants. Those unwilling to sell their guns back would face some sort of penalty. Oh, gosh. But U.S. Representative Steve King, a Republican from the same state, has been outspoken in his defense of the Second Amendment. First and foremost, states that gun rights are intended to protect the individual, but has previously said he owns a semi-automatic for coyotes that sometimes roam his land. Mulbauer had to weigh in on that one, too. He said that a semi-automatic is a little ridiculous for coyotes and that King doesn't need such a big gun. Actually, we have a lot of people that go after them, and they trap them. He said, maybe it's time we also start pulling away video games from children. But when pressed on how the government would limit children's entertainment, conceded that parents should just be paying more attention. According to the Daily Times Herald, Mulbauer owns three guns, a .410 shotgun, a .22 rifle, and a .22 pistol. As for confiscating weapons, local Republican mayor Ken Behrens expressed concern about how citizens would react. I would hate to see a law where it would be mandated that somebody start taking guns. I don't think that would go over well. The mayor is a master of understatement, no doubt about it. Okay. Confiscation is where I draw the line. Getting ready to confiscate is where I draw the line. These guys that are out there that seem to think that for some reason, we got too many of these guys in office. We have too many people in office right now that seem to think that they have been ordained by some higher power to make a choice for us. That is not what government does. I know that's what they're doing. But that's not what they're supposed to do. They're not here to make these choices for us. They are here to safeguard our rights. They're here to uphold the Constitution. And, you know, these guys like Mulbauer that get out there and, you know, I don't know if he's even read the Constitution. I don't know if he thinks it's just an old piece of paper. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. Because he doesn't get to make up the job as he goes. And I love it when these guys get up here. I'm looking at this cat, you know, and I don't know anything about him. You know, it's his Head and Shoulders glamour shot that I'm sure is on his office door. These guys are not the ones that are going to plate up and go get them. These politicians are not the ones that are going to enforce it. And for some reason, everywhere you go, whenever they push something out there like this, the more law enforcement thinks about it, the more precarious they realize their position is. I saw the very best illustration of law enforcement when it forgets exactly what it's about. I don't know in which country this originated. It was during a soccer game, and some guy is out there running in the field, and a police officer, I don't know what he was. He looked official. He was dressed all in black. Tackles him. And then a few of his brothers in uniform come up on him, and they start gouging him with their nightsticks, you know, ramming the pointy end of their nightstick into him, the blunt force, kicking his butt on the ground, on his back. Well, the crowd gets out of the stands and goes after the cops. And then they sort of... pay them back a little bit. And that's what law enforcement, that is really what they face. Law enforcement and keeping law and order is really based more on you than it is on the people wearing the badges. And when they are presented with the daunting numbers, well, when they're presented with the daunting numbers that the populace makes up, because here in the United States, remember this one stat, remember this, there's one of them for every 19,000 of us, all combined, all state, local, federal, all of it. One of them for every 19,000 of us. When they get a clear understanding of that ratio, well, maybe it's time to sit back and think about becoming a peace officer again instead of a code enforcer, isn't it? does that laugh sound evil? We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of America.
And welcome back.
I'm afraid of the world.
On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. You know, liberals argue that guns are bad because they're dangerous. And people with guns are unsafe. Just look at all the kids that shoot themselves. Or someone else. Sounded like I was from speaking, coming out of Mandarin Chinese, didn't it? Someone else with a gun they found. When it's left loaded and unattended by some irresponsible gun owner, they claim. Now, their first solution is to try and ban guns, of course. And then barring that, a lot of times they want to shut down gun ranges and shooting facilities. In a lot of places in the United States today, we would have an easier time to open up a drive-through strip club that served liquor and marijuana next to a church that's across the street from a elementary school than it is to open a shooting range. Now, in their typical single-minded progressive tantrum mode, these activists either don't realize or don't care that making it harder for people to find places where they can get firearms training does nothing to contribute to gun safety. A guy named out of Pennsylvania named Andy Massimilian has been trying to open a shooting complex in rural Ransom Township, Pennsylvania, for years. He found a 600-acre property next to a landfill and a cemetery, which he purchased after checking all the state and local zoning laws. When the neighbors found out about his plans for the property, trouble began, with wild rumors of militia paramilitary activity. Organized protests at public meetings followed, as well as anonymous flyers accusing him of all sorts of things, including being from New York, which was one accurate detail. His range proposal was subjected to intentional and unjustified administrative delays, as well as extensive challenges on trumped-up accusations of safety, environmental, and noise violations. He was forced to hire an engineer selected by the township, who grossly overcharged him. State police, Homeland Security, and even the FBI were contacted and asked to investigate terrorist activities at the site and by the owners. The State Highway Commission and the FAA were asked to investigate the impact of the shooting range on their operation. Miles away. Mr. Massimilian had parked a few old surplus army trucks on the property, which were subsequently shot full of bullet holes, with a death threat left behind just in case the vandalism wasn't clear enough. He had to sue several individuals for damaging his business by spreading false rumors and misinformation. Trying to shut down the project, the township even offered to buy him out at one point. When asked why he didn't just take the money, he said, "I have too much time and energy invested to try and find another suitable property just to start from scratch again." And the worst part of this, and I feel his pain, okay? Okay, gun-owning brothers and sisters, I feel his pain. For him, the worst part of it has been the lack of support from his local gun owners. He was told that if the range was not going to open to the public, they would not help. Area gun clubs were also told they would lose membership and business to this new startup if he opened it. So they got this little campaign going on against him. And this is all happening in supposedly gun-friendly Pennsylvania. In somewhat less gun-friendly Colorado, another long-time dude is trying to open a large indoor-outdoor range complex outside of Denver. His plan was to build a world-class shooting and training facility for law enforcement and civilians with extra care taken to be environmentally safe. He was only going to use lead-free ammunition and to limit noise. Yet, after investing heavily in planning and development and in finding a suitable piece of property, the entire process was halted during public hearings. Anti-gun zealots bust in hundreds of people from out of town to pack the hearings and swamped government officials with opposition emails. Again, support from gun owners. Are we talking about Massimilian? I'm being asked to give him the spelling of this guy's name. But again, support from gun owners was disappointing. Disappointing. Yeah, let me give this listener in Pennsylvania this gentleman's spelling of his name. There you go there, Scott. Shooting ranges, now, where I live, there are a plethora of them. Obviously, where I live, they are friendly to them. In upstate of South Carolina, there are four, count them four, there's four indoor shooting ranges. I don't like indoor ranges. For some reason, if you've ever seen that dynamic where you go into a gun shop, and apparently everybody that walks into a gun shop doesn't know a doggone thing about a gun based on the way you're talked to. And then if you compound that with having a shooting range, well, then all the guys working at the shooting range, all the kids working at the shooting range, they sort of think that they're de facto instructors and experts at what they, you know, they're letting you sign in to do. And, well, you know, I just don't like that attitude. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. I don't know. Now, having said that, indoor ranges do serve a purpose. Some of these things have a entirely all-inclusive concealed weapons permit training curriculum where everything is done for you. You pay a fee. They do the fingerprinting, the class, the training, the certification, and even mail it for you. So they do serve their purpose. For someone like me, I like to shoot and move. Going into a range and standing with, you know, something 1 foot to my left, 1 foot to my right, and all I get to shoot is at something dead ahead. That's okay to test to see how the gun's going to feel, I guess, but that really isn't what trips my trigger. I like the wide open area. And I know, like, Chris Bodden in Florida, he's been trying to open up something called Rocky Creek Ranch, which is going to be a great facility. I mean, it's all in, I mean, everything is there. You can dine there. You can stay there. He's got ranges where you can train to be a, you know, long range shooting, you know, 1,000-yard ranges. He's got tactical ranges. Casa likes it there. And in the evening, at the end of it, when everybody's done, they have like this campfire outside, and they all sit around and just swap stories and talk. And I mean, the fellowship potential of that is great, and that's, you know, what you expect out of the gun community. He's still fighting. He's been fighting for 2 years. He's so far out that if somebody gets hit by a round that doesn't live on the property or anywhere near the property, because there is nobody, they're going to have to run on the property and run in the impact area and try to catch them. So, you know, just to try my experiment, I am looking for investors to come in on this deal with me because I want to go to, like, Ransom Township in Pennsylvania. Yeah. And I want to open up a drive-through strip club that serves alcohol and marijuana, and, by the way, allows concealed weapons, next to a church across the road from an elementary school. You can email me with your letters of intent to help me invest in this just to test my theory at bill@lockandloadradio.com. I would like that a great deal. It's not going to take a lot of investment because I just want to try the planning stages. And if they give me an okay at Ransom Township, hell, I guess the question could be asked, what if they say okay, then what? I don't have to worry about it because all of those things I just mentioned are also targeted by Operation Choke Point. Jolly. See, this is the problem with us gun owners. We have the good albums and, you know, we just get associated with all the good stuff. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Q.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I've never asked the question, do you guys find my bump music to be a little harsh? That's because I've never thought about it. But, you know, anyway, I was just listening to that one particular cut. Name of that song is We Still Kill the Old Way. Coming out of New York, only because this is where they seem to congregate, New York University law professor James Jacobs, who, to his credit, has written extensively on gun control issues, praises portions of the SAFE Act, including the expanded background check. But he says the assault rifle ban has resulted in something that they did not foresee. A remodeled gun that is no less dangerous, just less scary looking. It differs only in how it looks, not in how it functions, Jacobs said. No kidding. But this is what the law did. Okay, this is what the SAFE Act did. When they were banning guns, they defined them as an assault weapon, as a semi-automatic rifle that can accept a detachable magazine and has one military-style feature such as a pistol grip and or folding stock. those those features have less to do about how dangerous the gun is and more to do with how comfortable and ergonomic it is. The pistol grip is there so you can hold it better. The collapsible stock or the telescopic stock is there so if you're short, well, you can get the arm length pull that's comfortable for you. If you're taller and you don't want your arm all bunched up, you can extend it and straighten that arm out a little bit. Now, based on that, you would think they're saying a less comfortable rifle is also a less deadly weapon. But the anti-gunners, the anti-gunners, understood exactly what I've been saying all along. The legal gun looks a lot like the illegal gun. She is, this is coming from Lee Gunn Barrett, executive director of New Yorkers Against Gun Violence. Does this make this law essentially cosmetic? No. These features all have specific functions. For example, she said a forward-leaning pistol grip might give a mass shooter better control over his rifle. The gun is still lethal. Yes, it can still kill people, but it is not as easy to manipulate and fire accurately than it would be if you had a forward-leaning pistol grip. I have to differ with you, Miss Gun Barrett. You're talking about a 5.56 round in most cases here. Now, that has the, let's just call it a 22 on steroids. That's the kind of recoil you have. These things don't run away with you. I mean, you can sit there and lean on that hammer all you want, and it's not going to start tracking up, and you're not going to fall backwards from it. I'd also like to see a forward-leaning pistol grip. That would be sort of like 45-degree angle away from where it should be. I'd like her to show me a pistol grip that doesn't lean at all. That just sort of sits there, you know. I'd like for her to try to explain the physical and the physiological and the ergonomics of such devices and that how they make a firearm easy to manipulate and fire more accurately compared to the ban-compliant stocks and traditional stocks, which she apparently thinks were designed to make firearms swing wildly and fling lead like some sort of lethal drowsing rod. I'd like for her to point to an AR-15 and just point out which part of the gun is the flash hider, where the bayonet lug is, what is a pistol grip and a collapsible stock, and then rationally explain what purpose they serve. She probably would have a better chance teaching a labradoodle how to knit. She's as clueless as another congresswoman that came out of New York, Carolyn McCarthy, who thought that a barrel shroud was this thingy that flipped up and went up on your shoulder. Okay, let's point one of our intrepid U.S. senators out now for what he is. Tim Kaine. See, right now, the Obama administration and the congressional allies that they have, they're trying to move towards enforcement of the tenets of the Arms Trade Treaty from the U.N. And April 30th, there was an op-ed coming out of Virginia's Freelance Star from Senator Tim Kaine, Democrat from Virginia, claims the agreement, which in no way affects our Second Amendment rights or domestic gun sales, establishes common worldwide guidelines to keep weapons out of the hands of human rights abusers and criminals who fuel violent conflicts around the world, like in Iraq or Afghanistan. Now, see, with what I've talked about yesterday, with this Midwest depot, where the CIA clandestinely goes and gives guns to our quote-unquote new friends, and then 5 years later in another conflict, we're facing them because our new friends were never our friends. They don't intend to uphold that part of it anyway, because the part that they're trying to say is what would make it really good is the fact that nobody will be supplying these terrorists. We're doing that. We've supplied the Taliban in the past. We've supplied Noriega in the past. We've supplied Iraq in the past. We've been supplying, apparently, you know, Benghazi was about guns. Syrian rebels. And we're not only supplying them with guns, but we're supplying them. We're supplying them with outdated guns. But that's not why they want the UN arms trade treaty, you see. That's not why they want it. It will actually affect us personally. Senator Kaine is a lying sack of protoplasm. He's a waste of skin. This agreement would do exactly what he claims it would not do. The arms trade treaty, first of all, grants a monopoly over all weaponry in the hands of the very entity, government, responsible for 300 million murders in the 20th century. And it leaves private citizens powerless to oppose future slaughters. One uncomfortable fact of armed violence ignored by the UN in its pro-disarmament propaganda is that all the murders committed by all the serial killers in history don't amount to a fraction of a percent of the brutal killings committed by authorized state parties using the very weapons over which they will exercise absolute control under the terms of the Arms Trade Treaty. Article 2 of the treaty defines the scope of the treaty's prohibitions. The right to own, buy, sell, trade, or transfer all means of armed resistance, including handguns, is denied to civilians by this section of the Arms Trade Treaty. Article 3 does the same thing with ammo. Article 4 does the same thing with the parts. And then there's Article 5, General Implementation. It mandates that all countries participating in the treaty shall establish and maintain a national control system, including a national control list. The registry. Let's flip into the next hour, shall we? On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.